think, dumbasses. I didn't run. I don't look scared. I'm in a combat stance. But you two idiots are coming straight for me anyway. First, I close the distance between me and Idiot One, putting a parked car between me and Idiot Two. Idiot One comes high. They always do. I go low, drive my boot heel into the soft top of his foot. He shifts his way to the other leg. I clip him from behind the knee. The back of his head hits the ground first. Idiot Two comes around. I scale the car and mount him like a horse. One pop to the pharynx and he gags, lurches forward. I slide off and smash him in the face with my knee. It probably wasn't necessary, but it sure felt good. They're both conscious. I'm not too happy about being duct taped to the post in my garage. You two should learn to fight. Dragging you both into my Uber was harder than kicking your asses.
You're dead.
Farish from Pakistan thinks I'm a really good sister for getting both my drunk brothers home. 5 stars all round.
This is all a misunderstanding. Let's go right now and we all walk away.
I wasn't trained in interrogation, but you pick up all kinds of stuff in the Corps.
You're going to die.
You kind of remind me of a CO I had, except he was a lot bigger than you.
You have no idea the nightmare you just entered.
The BCD was worth it. You know what that is?
I don't give a shit.
Bad conduct discharge. Sadly, my commanding officer had to leave too. Can't march if you can't walk.
You think you scare me?
I get close. Fear has a smell, and it's all over these guys. Yes.
Just let us go. We don't know anything.
Shut up.
You shut up. You're not helping.
We're not telling you shit, you pygmy bitch.
He's not wrong. I barely top 5 feet. I grab the 2 items I brought with me, bolt cutters and a towel. You know, these things are so strong, even a pygmy bitch like me can cut through an inch of solid steel. I crouch by his feet and start untying his boots. They'll go through toes like, I don't know, chicken nuggets?
No way.
Please don't do this. I'm telling you, we don't know anything.
Did I ask you anything? Boots off, socks off. I put the towel underneath. I open the bolt cutters and slip his baby toe between the blades. Damn, this thing is so big. I don't think I can cut just one.
You won't do it.
We just grab them, that's it.
Shut up, she's bluffing.
I probably am.
Fine, you know, fine, go for it. I can live without a pinky toe.
I press the blades together. I was right. Pinky and his little neighbor pop off. There's a lot of blood. Idiot One screams so loud, at first I don't hear what Idiot Two's saying. Stuffing Idiot One's sock in his mouth helps with the noise.
Corey's in charge, it's his van. Please don't hurt me, please.
Who's Corey?
He came to us. We've been at it a few months. Pays us $15,000 per head.
You mean per person?
He says they're just product.
I start taking off his shoe. Where do you take them?
We don't. We grab them. Corey and Dave take it from there. That's the truth, I swear.
I pull off his sock.
That's everything, oh God, Jesus, stop.
I place his baby toe between the blades.
Wait, Tommy's Burgers in Eagle Rock.
I look at him, waiting.
That's where we're supposed to meet. He expects us back there at 2:15 a.m.
Anything else you can think of?
I'll tell every secret I have. I don't care, please.
What's your name?
Wes. He's Jaden.
I look at Jaden. He looks near passing out. 2 toes from his right foot lie on the blood-soaked towel. Jaden, can you hear me? Your friend Wes just made both your lives a lot easier. You owe him. Wes gives me a grateful look. I'm gonna go to Tommy's now. All goes well, you two will be free to go when I get back. Jaden glances at me, suspicious. For real? Not like any of us can press charges. Am I right? I pick up Jaden's severed toes. They're so small. Kind of cute. I'll pop these little piggies in the freezer. Once we're done, you can get them sewn back on. I smile at Wes. He smiles back. Yours too. Should have brought another towel. You're getting off easy. You guys want me to bring back some burgers?